This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Right at the top, always a pleasure to be joined by Luke Vargas from Talk Media News. And how about this? He's following the Prez to Japan and South Korea next week. So this will be an interesting trip, needless to say. Luke, good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be with you.
So let's talk about the agenda and what your expectations are for this trip to both of those countries.
It's such a high-stakes trip, and we've known this was on the agenda for a long time, but there are so many dynamics here, almost to the point where the North Korea issue looks to be sort of one of the least interesting things, if that's possible. I mean, and it's like you've got advertisers who are talking about preparing for the apocalypse of North Korea, and yet, I mean, that seems to be sort of one of the slower-moving factors right now. I mean, let's just say very quickly, the trip starts in Japan. That's the longest part of the trip, which is quite telling. The Japanese prime minister has been getting a lot of FaceTime with President Trump, and I think that's probably going to be the high point of the trip, one in which these two guys know how to offer up political meat to each other, you know, cash in on deliverables, as they say. I think the Japanese prime minister knows that's what Trump likes to see, and Trump might kick it back to him. Then he goes to South Korea. We'll probably get the photo op at the DMZ, which has been on Trump's radar for a while. Then things get tricky. He goes to China for just about 36 hours, then goes into the multilateral setting, going to meetings of Southeast Asian countries, and that's where I think the U.S. leadership is going to be in a more precarious position. I mean, China has really, by all accounts, sort of filled in the vacuum left by a change in U.S. leadership and sort of an inconsistent message from President Trump about sort of how we're going to stand up for our allies vis-a-vis China. Of course, we've gotten out of the TPP and other things. So I think it's a long trip. Trump has had fatigue issues. This is not, you know, a partisan critique, but we've even heard. I mean, like after 5-6 days in some trips, he starts to get worn out. I look at this agenda and think it's going to be interesting to see how he, performs at the tail end of this trip when there are a lot of players in the room and China might be the head honcho there, not the United States.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of media, obviously, that will float around, not just from the U.S., but I think from other parts of the world, because you said there's a lot at stake here. So there's a lot of eyes on this, maybe more than normal, do you think?
Yeah, and it's a big moment for China to shine. I mean, it's a very convoluted political process, but China has had a big meeting that's just wrapping up of its ruling Communist Party. They, set 5-year policies and select leaders for a leadership slate for years to come. And the president, Xi Jinping, has just emerged out of those meetings with his name now in the Chinese Constitution. Only Mao Zedong has ever been written into the Chinese Constitution while leading that country. So their new president is really enshrined in sort of the national movement in China. And I think he is feeling confident. He's gone around to South America, to Africa, to all the far corners of the world in just the past 9 months and really made the case that China is leading the world in terms of free trade, in terms of adaptation to climate change. And I think he's going to walk into some of these multilateral settings at the end of the Trump trip and really be commanding a huge portion of the interest. And we'll just see what it's like to have several major powers in one room at once instead of just sort of the U.S. going places and everyone else watching.
Yeah, exciting for you. It's going to be wild to watch that.
Yeah.
And let's move on to this. Speaking of traveling, how about these new airport security rules? They kick in for passengers that are coming to the U.S. What's that going to look like?
Yeah, we don't still know exactly what the security rationale is for this. Of course, there was sort of a short-lived attempt at blocking laptops and iPads and other sorts of things because of an unspecified, presumably, terrorist threat. This is now sort of going down more the model that travelers might know of if they've ever flown the Israeli airline El Al, where they're sort of using screening of passengers by sort of plainclothes staff and security folks to try and, sort of suss out who's a risk. And what we're hearing is it's going to kind of change depending on where you're going. But any of the more than 2,000 direct flights from all around the world that go to the U.S. every day are going to have an extra layer of security pretty soon. In some places, it means like a written questionnaire. Well, I think that's probably has some gaps in it. The other one is, and here's where I think the potential really exists. We'll see if it's possible, is getting actual employees of the airlines to sort of give you a battery of questions as you check a bag to sort of suss out if you're nervous or not. Again, with El Al and the Israelis, they have incredibly, you know, talented people doing these tasks. And they're not also, you know, at the computer changing your seats and you know, putting tags on your bag. We'll see if salaried airline employees are able to do that security job. But it's an interesting shift in policy here. I don't know what the source is, the cause of it, but let's see how it goes. It's certainly going to be more of a headache for travel, including for me, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a wild story on Vice about Saudi Arabia and some of what was happening, the poorness of the country. And now you've got this future king who's making some headlines, making some moves, certainly, because he's announced this creation of a $500 billion new city. And he wants this city to rival like Dubai and Abu Dhabi. So what I wonder is, what are the chances of that really, really come to fruition when you think of some of what Saudi Arabia is dealing with?
If they put up even a fraction of the quoted $500 billion with a B dollars that are going to go towards the city, I have no doubt they'll be able to build something impressive. And it does sit at an interesting spot. This is in the Red Sea near the Suez Canal. It's a little bit more central in some ways to populated areas in the region than Abu Dhabi and Dubai are. You could get to Cairo, I think, in an hour on a new bridge. You could get to Jordan, and Saudi Arabia is right there. I think it holds some prospect and very connected to global trade routes. That said, I mean, you listen to the new crown prince, who's going to be the king probably by this time next year. And you know, there's a lot of, uncertainty about whether this vision is going to work. Go online and look at the videos for this project, for this city. It's called NEOM, very branded exercise in trying to create a civilization. And it's a bunch of, you know, blonde and blue-eyed sort of Westerners running around in jogging attire and walking down the beach in bikinis. And they're trying to pitch this as sort of a innovation hub where the world's creative types and entrepreneurs are going to go. They're going to relax some of the alcohol laws that define ultra-conservative Saudi Arabia, allow men and women to commingle. When you even have to make a law like that, it shows you this is not a society where this kind of interaction is natural. And it's an attempt to try and sort of freeze out the conservative religious hardliners that have been challenging the Saudi throne. That said, is this country capable of really taking such a hard shift so quickly in terms of its cultural norms? Or is that going to ignite pushback from extremists, which would probably undermine this project and its long-term goals by, you know, if you have, let's say, terrorists who are just a few dozen miles away in the Sinai, start to get angered by the fact that they're perceived infidels in this Western-oriented Islamic city in Saudi Arabia. Is that going to be the ruin of this high-minded project? It's a very risky move, but Saudi Arabia is not in a great place. They need to figure out new sources of income, and sort of creating an Abu Dhabi or Dubai, as they say, is what they think their sort of best shot is here, but it won't be easy.
Yeah, I just went online as soon as you said that, and I encourage everybody to do exactly what Luke said. Luke, enjoy your trip, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good stuff always from Luke Vargas. So thorough. And he'll be on that trip with the press to Japan and South Korea, as he mentioned, next week. When we come back, popcorn shots, what's happening out of Washington, D.C. that you probably care about. That's next here on America Tonight.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Shots, and boy, there are a ton of them. It's all about Twitter, my friends. Somebody told me at a huge conference that Twitter was dead. Little did they know that Donald Trump single-handedly was reviving Twitter. Not that I didn't think it was dead, but that it was more obsolete compared to other forms of social media. But not if you look at the name-calling and what's going on with this president and with his foes, I'll call them, his adversaries. And, of course, we saw that with Senator Jack Flake, who is bolting, not going to go for re-election, etc. It's like the sideshow. It's wild. It is. It's wild to see what's happening. So the latest deal is Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, referred to the feud between Republican Senators Bob Corker, Jeff Flake, and the Prez as a sideshow, said everyone should just shut up and do your job. Boy, it's a long time since I heard someone say, shut up. Shut up and do your job. He was on someone I know's show, Mark Davis, out of the DFW area, and that's where that statement came from, because Flake, of course, in a 20-minute address in a speech on the Senate floor the other day, blasted Republicans and Trump, saying that his party was abandoning core principles in favor of anger and resentment, so he announced he's not going to run in 2018. So then the floodgates opened, and of course, Bob Corker from Tennessee in late September said he wasn't going to be seeking re-election because he'd been drawn to the idea of citizen legislature. So he, too, said, no way can I do this deal. Cruz says every day walking down the hall of the Capitol, there's a swarm of reporters like locusts. They descend on you, and they want to comment on so-and-so and this, so-and-so and this. And he said, we've got a job to do, damn it. And so all this nonsense, I have nothing to say on it. Everyone shut up and do your job is my view. Well, you know, that's one of the best things I've heard in a sense, crews say. How long have we been saying this? For the decade? Can you believe it? I've been doing this show for a decade. Officially, I think it's this month that it's been a decade. But anyway, here's the deal. He's right. We say this all the time. I've said this from the very beginning, the first time I cracked open the mic 10 years ago. The problem is there are some people that want to do good, I'll call it, for the people they represent. But there's such a logjam and craziness and the insanity of us and them and we and you and the name calling and the bitter feuds and the rivalries, just insane. Obviously, ideologies, and when you're working on pieces of, you know, laws, bills that could affect people's lives, I get it. And especially the people you represent, things can get heated. But it seems like they never, it's like the Hatfield and McCoys. They never make up. You know, who goes down next? So he's right. Shut up and do your job. That's what we want, right? People that represent us that do the job. And they're not always going to get their way, but if they try, if you understand, if you know exactly what you're getting when they represent you, amen. That's what I want, right? Absolutely. All right, in the meantime, if you care about polls, I am the poll princess, after all. Some of you have dubbed me that. Fox came out with the latest poll and says that Trump's approval ratings have slipped to 38%. So that's 5 points from a month ago. 38% of registered voters polled said they approve of the job the president is doing compared to 42% in late September. 57% say they disapprove compared to 53%. Yada yada, you get it, right? On North Korea, so specific issues, and of course there's the trip coming up that Luke Vargas told us about. On North Korea, 59% of voters say they disapprove of the way the Prez is handling the issue, with 35% say they approve. Trump also got disapproval marks on healthcare, 60% disapprove. Iran, 55% say that. Again, same thing, disapprove. So then, you know, do the numbers, do the math, and you get the 38%. The people who care about polls the most, the people behind the person running, because they want you to get reelected. That's job security and knowing where the ball's moving next. So whether you're at a level of Congress where you're running on either side of the chamber and you have your people around you, or it's the highest office in the land, part of that whole poll watching has to do with re-election. What are people thinking? Taking their temperature? Where does it look like it's going? All of that, right? All right, check this out. This is a big story that only has a Washington tie because of the president. You know, you heard Hail to the Chief at the top of this. And it does have an effect on all of us because so many of you have opinions. In the mailbag in the last year, one of the hottest, I guess, remarks, or hottest stories that I got remarks on, was the NFL and all the people, all the players taking knees, etc. So NFL spokesperson Joe Lockhart says the league expects Colin Kaepernick, who just was paid $1 million to write a book, to be invited to the next meeting between the owners and the players to discuss social justice initiatives. That's interesting. They say it's probably going to happen next week. The players' union and the members decide who attends those meetings so they can invite him. The league, of course, and the players met last week in New York because of all the backlash with the player demonstrations during the anthem. Kaepernick was the one who started this whole thing when he did it in the preseason in 2016. He's not in the NFL, so he wasn't at the meeting. So the understanding is he's been invited to it. Will he come and be part of the conversation? There is no confirmation that Colin Kaepernick will go to the meeting. He might. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, because, you know, then he has a voice, but maybe he won't, because there's this feeling that he's been blacklisted by owners in the NFL, or some of them anyway, so maybe he'll take the stance that he doesn't want to be a part of it. But if they're truly saying they want to talk about, and this is what I've said on the air about this, if they really are saying, okay, we're going to discuss social justice initiatives, like really come up with something, my take on this whole thing was, okay, if player, you got to get it off of the field anyway. So if you're going to get it off of the field, what you have to do is get the players to get involved in police and local folks in all these different cities, whatever, where the teams are. That makes sense because now you're actually trying to bridge the gap. Have a conversation, whatever. There's no conversation taking place on the field when you kneel anymore, and it just ignites all these feelings. So it makes sense. Inviting him, he started it with what he said was the way to acknowledge that. So it would make sense that he would be involved. Let's see if he does it, because there's probably a chance he might not. If I were him, I would do it. He's got the book coming out. Why not? And he gets to say his piece. He can talk about what does he think the initiatives should be? What does he think the NFL should do to recognize what's gone on when there have been some appalling things that have happened? You know, it's too bad because you have communities where really it's already working, where you have police and members of the community coming together, trying to work together and avoid any kind of misidentification or provocations or any of that. So, sadly, a lot of that doesn't get recognized, and I think it should, because I know for a fact, having some family members who are in police departments, that there are definitely efforts that have been made way before some of the horrific things that happened, unfortunate things that happened that shouldn't have happened, were already taking place. So, you know, anything, it's good. Anything that they can do, there's a ton of money in the NFL, put some money back in the communities, hey, amen, I'm for that. Right? Let's see what Kaepernick does. Let's see what Kaepernick does, right? And then one final popcorn shot for you. So the former director of national intelligence, that would be one James Clapper, said on CNN, with respect to this dossier, so they've been talking about this Russian dossier on President Trump, and whether it's relevant and the contents and can it be corroborated and all that sort of stuff. He said, he was on Aaron Burnett's show on CNN, he said, with respect to the dossier itself, the key thing is it doesn't matter who paid for it. It's what the dossier says and the extent to which it was corroborated or not. Now, check this out. The Washington Post reported on Tuesday of this week that Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee picked up the financing for the document after the initial Republican funder stopped paying Fusion GPS for the work. So corroboration, I guess, would be the main thing. They're just fanning the flames, fanning the flames. Hang with us. Coming up next, we're hitting the mailbag. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And it really, truly is a love story. It knocked my socks off hearing all about it, hearing about how they met, what happened, Pradeep's background, etc. Pradeep Berry, thank you so much for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for your kindness. You know, it is my honor, you know, that you have chosen me to bring on your show.
So tell us about Connie and how you decided to write a book about Connie. How did you meet?
You see, you know, Kate, and good morning, America. You know, miracles happen every day. My, you know, I am convinced that I was, when I was born and when Connie was born, God had already predicted, you know, maybe in my life before that I'll give you very different circumstances in my life, or my agony, my trouble, every single thing. Just imagine that Connie was born in the United States of America, right in Glenview in Evanston. And I was born in India, and then suddenly, you know, after that, you know, she was a lovely child, you know, of everybody. And same thing was with me. The only difference was that I was 2 months old and my brother was 9 months old when my mother died. And after that, my father married her younger sister, which was my second mother, and she too died after 5 years after having a child, my sister, you know, 2 hours, you know. I remember her death very well. And then later on, my father married the third wife from outside. And her, you know, she was basically came like a something I could say. Maybe it was better that she came in my life. Because, you know, she was my stepmother. And she refused to accept me and my brother, you know, totally. And she and I don't think she ever wanted to see my sister, you know. So my sister was adopted, you know, by my Mehra family, my mother's side. So she was accepted there. And then finally my grandfather, Mr. Lala Durga Prasad Beri, he was a very wealthy man. And his four children, and they were, I should not be insulting them, but they were not more than fourth grader, you see. And one of them is still sitting in Chicago. And after that, my grandfather, you know, gave us only one thing, and that was education. Mm. That was only education, and there was no inheritance, you know. After the death of my father, that time, you know, I was highly educated back in India. And there were so many girls, you know, basically my family had decided to marry. And, you know, it was not that I did not want to marry or something, but I said, no, I don't want to marry. And I had a fight, you know, with my father, you know, with my everybody that, you know, you have to marry. I said, no, I'm not going to marry, because there was a reason for that. And that reason was when I left India on January 15, 1976 with $7. And I was so desperate to go back to India after that, because I was leaving my sister, my brother, and my sister-in-law, and my father and everybody. He was my father. And I cured at that time my stepmother as a mother also too, because I had no choice. And then I came there in Frankfurt. And on the plane, you know, basically, on the plane when I was about to take off from Frankfurt to Chicago, I tried to get up, you know, but I did not have money. So the captain was very nice, and he made my destiny. He told me, Mr. Berry, show me the ticket, you know. I told him, he said, do you know this is a restricted ticket for 2 weeks, for 14 days, how much money you have? I said, $7. He said, Mr. Berry, you will be stuck here, you know, you better land to Chicago. So I landed in Chicago, and next day I wanted to go back, but I had no money. And then later on, I was working for, you know, I had a job offer, but I decided I don't want to work. So I worked for my relative, you know, on 1543 North West Street, Chicago, right across Second City.
Yeah.
And there was a restaurant called Gateway to India Restaurant. And if you remember at that time, Raja Siebert and John Candy and Bluchi Brothers, they become my friends. Second City
was Pradeep, stop there for everybody listening. So you worked, you had $7, you had a relative that eventually helped you in your pub. Wow, that's a crazy story.
And after $7, I gave $1 tip, you know, when I landed over here, you know, to a poor guy, you know.
Right, right. And so you worked across from Second City, and you met people like John Candy.
John Candy, I met Bluchi Brothers, I met Raja Siebert, I met there over, because, you know, Raja Siebert used to come there and have a drink, you know, because we had a beautiful bar also.
Mm.
And this was an antique place, you know. It was run by a place, you know, by the lady from the Buddha Pass or Hungary, you know. So she died, so she died, you know, and she left all the antiques over there. So the restaurant was beautiful, you see, and, you know, this is called the luck, you know, this is called the fate. Least you expect, sure to come. You know, we were thinking of, you see, basement was a police officer's an antique city, and they become my friends. And because, you know, I make friends to people can judge, you know, whether he's stupid or what, you know. So the police officer, the Chicago police officer, they owned residences downstairs. And you know what happened? One of my cousins, you know, came, and he has been living in this country 20 years ago. And he did not even know that upstairs on the second floor, the third floor, because we have 3 floors rented, you know. So then over there, there were a lot of antique stuff.
So
he said, Pradeep, throw it, you know.
Right. And so let me stop you, Pradeep. For all the listeners, I want them to know. So we understand it's great you're giving us all these descriptions of what it was like and et cetera. Uh-huh. But let's fast forward because we don't want to waste our precious time. Right. I want to talk about there, Connie. Tell me about Connie, meeting Connie.
Okay, and then after that, what happened, you know, there was a girl, you know, he came with me, and she was talking to me, and I am 100% sure she must have told Connie that, you know, you must go and see, because it's time for you to date somebody, you know. So she said, well, I don't know. So then they both came, and Connie, I started talking to Connie because I was in my suit and every single thing, and I'm a big talker in any case. So then she was so impressed, and she told me, Pradeep, you know, I cannot believe that you are working in this place, you know, without any money. She said, you know, this is United States of America, and I think your cousin must be paying you. I said, no, he has not paid me so far, you know, because he said that, why do you need money? Because you are staying in the restaurant, you know, you are staying upstairs, you know, you have no electricity to pay, no nothing, anything. And I work all the time, you know, from 6 days. She said, you don't get Saturday, Sunday, you don't get 5 days off. I said, no, only day I get off is Monday. But sometime on Monday, I also have to do a lot of things. She said, Pradeep, this is exploitation. Here is my number. You come over to my house, and I am going to report, you know, to this thing, and I will make your resume. And I think you deserve better life. This is United States of America. So wow. I went to her house, and she was saying that, Pradeep, I am so happy to see you because I did not know whether you are coming or not because I was expecting that at least you will come because tomorrow I am flying, you know, to Boston because I am thinking of going for my another, you know, this admission for Harvard, you know. So she said, I have already finished my high school from Glenbrook High School and then I've been teaching and I went to Carleton and I went to University of Michigan Rhodes Scholar. And then she also told me, Pradeep, I have also taught in Spain and Mexico and in France and Germany also. So she said, you know, life is not easy. So you should also try to forget about India if you want to. If you want to make your life, you know, if people have to sacrifice. So I said, okay, I agree. So then I went and got a job, you know, and then I finished my MBA 1 year. And before, you know, third time, when we agreed on this thing, I proposed her. And she said, okay, are you sure you want to marry me? I said, yes. So then we went for blood test, and the next day blood test came fine. And we went to a Wabash Avenue, Adams and Wabash, and bought two wedding rings. And straight went to the court and got married, you know.
Wow, and you got married. And so also, too, we should say with Connie's help, because she encouraged you, you became an executive senior management consultant in the banking
industry.
Yes,
I studied very hard. You know, I finished my one MBA again. I'm a chartered accountant from India. I'm a college graduate, you know. I was a military NDA. I was a swimming champion. I was an Eagle Scout.
Wow.
And but you see, all that mind, all the thing, because I did not do a damn thing, you know, over there. And I said, I want to be away from this painful atmosphere. So then I just decided, I said, let's think. So then, you know, being on a chartered accountant, you know, American embassy, they were giving green cards also. So
wow.
I applied, you know, and right away I got the visa, and I said, hell to that. So the even 800 tickets was not mine. That was paid my cousin, you know, who basically, I should not say, but he sort of exploited me. And then Connie met me, and Connie pulled me out, and that was why Connie. And that is why this important life in my life, it was so important. We were
right.
Two bodies and one love, one
right.
soul.
Right, and so I love that. And if people get the book, they'll learn more about your fabulous love story and how she changed your life in so, so many ways. Pradeep Berry, again, the book is called My Connie. Thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight.
This is the eighth wonder of the book. You know, Shah Jahan made a Taj Mahal in memory of his wife, Mumtaz Mahal.
Yep.
And I made this Taj Mahal for myself now in memory of my wife, Constance Berry. And this is the Taj Mahal, 7th, 8th wonders of the book, you know.
I love that. Thank you, Pradeep Berry, so much.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Love is real. Real is love. Thank you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
When I come down from Liverpool, the day was dull and bleak. I met an old seafaring man, his name was Jack McTeague. He told to me a story about a robber man who lived in a cave on the Scottish coast.
Oh, you gotta love that sense of humor. Nathan Reeder, the technical maestro here of America Tonight. He's gonna join us for our upcoming segment called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Bingo! Bingo! Hey Nathan, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I like that. I'm doing pretty good. My tooth, though, not so good. I mean, since we just reveal all on this show, I've decided I'm just going to be vulnerable and tell people about my life. I mean, we have Paul on for a segment once a week. I have to have a tooth extracted.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, not fun. But everybody tells me I'm being a sissy and that it's not going to be as bad as I think. That it's... You know, that happens. I take good care of my teeth, but it doesn't matter. Stuff happens to teeth.
Yep.
And it turns out I've been, you know, there's been a couple of shows where I've been off here and there because I've had this brutal tooth pain and I've been downing the Advil. And when I went to the dentist, they said, this is perfect for shredded fruits and nuts and bingo. They said that the dentist looked at it, and he said, wow, it's not any kind of root canal. No, I didn't have any of that, whatever. And it turns out that part of the tooth is actually missing. He said, did you notice that your tooth, like part of it's gone?
Nice.
It's in the back of my mouth. No, it's you can't see it. You wouldn't even, it's like in the back of my mouth. It's a molar.
Yeah, like the top of the molar?
So the outside, yeah. So it's like you can't see, yeah, you wouldn't see it. It's like on the inside.
Yep.
But it hurts like a
devil. Yep, you bit something. You bit something.
I guess the poison apple. I'm not sure.
It's your tongue piercing, right?
Tongue piercing.
That's what happened to me.
Oh, my God.
That was probably it.
Did that happen to you, really?
Yes.
You broke a tooth because of a tongue piercing?
Oh, this ring, my goodness, was it humongous. There was a ball, there were four balls on the same plane around it, and then one, a tinier ball on the top. So, yes, I was going to break my teeth the moment I put that in my mouth, and I did. I did.
So you've had a tooth extracted then?
No. No, it's
fine.
No,
they fixed it.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they kind of fixed it.
Oh gosh!
For the top, you know, I didn't.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this for everybody listening: if you do have some crazy thing happen to your tooth, there is a thing that can take some of that pain away. Peppermint oil. Put it on a Q-tip and put it in your mouth, and it'll help the pain. I just figured that out.
Clove too.
Yeah, clove does the same thing. It deadens it or something. I don't know, but it works. So that's a good thing. All right, so I'm going to say bingo for both of those, or shredded. I'm not sure either one works. But how about this? All I can think is, in the old days, like I look at these pictures of the founding fathers, like Ben Franklin, and I'm thinking, what did they do when they had crummy teeth? Let's face it, right? A lot of them, because they just did. There wasn't big dentistry available then. And what did they do? Rip the tooth out of their mouth or put Irish whiskey on it? I don't know.
Both.
I guess. It had to be.
I mean,
and what are my people
wooden
were crabby?
Wooden teeth stuck in your mouth.
Oh, that makes me sick. All right, so let's move on from our mouth woes to, how about this? A California surfer, Nathan, has won a recycled surfboard contest with this entry that was covered with 10,000 cigarette butts. So what he did was, all this pollution, people throwing these butts around, this guy, Taylor Lane, decided he'd collect them, and he took them from dumpsters on the ground, everywhere, all over the place he found them, and then what he did was he recycled it on the surfboard. So he, you know, he, of course, it's all dead, you know, they're all just butts. So there, he put plastic over the top of it and waxed it in there and stuff, and so it looks kind of wild to see the surfboard. So visually it's kind of sick, but it's also kind of cool because it talks about the environment, the ocean, and the health of the ocean by what he did. And so he won the contest because he was so creative and innovative.
We should make a destroyer out of cigarette butts.
I totally agree. I don't know. I think that is a bingo. I got to say, I think it's a bingo that he did that.
Oh, yeah.
It must have taken forever. He and his friend, they were plucking butts. They said all summer. They were taking butts from the sand, from the beach parking lots, from local paths in Santa Cruz.
Hey, I'm looking at, this is just a surfboard, okay? And yes, it is covered with them, but you could do that work in a few days. There are that many cigarette butts everywhere.
Sad. Yeah, well, I think it's sad. I mean, come on, people. If you smoke, whatever. But throwing them on the, I don't know. But maybe they can't find an ash. I don't know. I'm not going to give anyone an excuse for that. I think it's awful, especially when you go to the beach and you see that. Come on.
Well, Kate, it's not just the littering part. It's the actual recyclability of some of those.
Right. I agree.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so how about this? One to this Montreal man got ticketed $149 for singing 90s dance tunes in the car. And he's going to contest the ticket. So what he said was he decided to let loose. You know how sometimes you get in the car, I do this, and you just hear a song and you start just to sing it or whatever. And I guess he was he was singing in his car, and he says he wasn't very loud, but I think some people dispute that. Tolfik Mola said he was singing along with his windows rolled up to CC Music Factory's Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now. And he got cited for apparently some kind of noise pollution, and he was cited for $149. Leave people. I just think that's ridiculous. If it was ridiculously loud, can't they just knock on the window and say, dude, you're grooving to the 90s, that's cool, but you got to just keep it down for some reason? I don't know if they had this zone of quietness. It wasn't at a weird time of day either. So it wasn't like it was 4 in the morning and it was like he was screaming it out in the streets.
Yeah, were the complaints coming from residents?
No, it was just cops patrolling that went up to him.
Nice.
I just think that's weird.
I've gotten a ticket for tinted windows before, so don't even get me started.
Oh, you got to be kidding. That's ridiculous. Tinted windows? Oh, wow. That's nutty.
I didn't even do that to the car on purpose.
So what do you think that is? Shredded fruits and nuts or bingo?
It's bingo-ly annoying.
Yeah, bingo annoying, I agree. All right, this is a crazy story. The Federal Aviation Administration, Nathan, says it's going to check to see whether any laws were broken when a low-flying pilot dropped live turkeys onto an Arkansas festival over the weekend. It was the annual Yellville Turkey Trot in northern Arkansas, and it has included a turkey drop for more than 5 decades. So several birds were dropped Saturday and then chased by festival goers, apparently. And that's what happens. But an animal rights activist wants criminal charges filed against the pilot. She says the pilot terrorized the birds and violated state laws against animal cruelty and animal abandonment.
Animal abandonment? How?
By throwing them out of the plane.
Oh.
By just abandoning the turkeys, the
How
animals.
High up are, is the plane?
It was a low-flying. It was low-flying. So, I mean, not, it
well, low-flying is like 100 to 150 feet.
Yeah, like about 100 feet.
Well, I mean, I know I wouldn't want to be that turkey.
All I know is that the FAA says that in the past they haven't intervened because the birds aren't considered projectiles.
Exactly. They don't. They're not a risk.
They don't rate
planes. That's the only thing they have to worry about. Yeah.
Boy, what an interesting fruits and nuts shredded and bingo we've had. Cigarette butts, teeth discussion, and of course these turkeys mixed in between.
I mean, it is quite a sight to have turkey. Come from the sky.
Oh, I just would die laughing. I know that if I was on the ground looking up. I think this is a pretty good one. Thanks, Nathan. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.